For more than three decades, Lillian Faderman has been a university professor and historian. But back in the late 1950s, when she was in school, she started another career that was less than academic.
When I was an undergraduate at Berkeley, I was in love for the first time in my life with a woman who was sick and could not keep a steady job. From 1959 to 1962, we lived together in San Francisco, and I worked to support us. For a little while, I'd had a job as a student assistant in the university library. The pay was $1.25 an hour. The 20 hours a week I spent shelving books robbed me of treasured study time, and after taxes, my meager paycheck barely covered the rent. The ad was in the Help Wanted Women section of the San Francisco Examiner. Girls wanted 21 to 28 for burlesque chorus, some dancing, $55 a week. Why shouldn't I? Here in San Francisco, hundreds of miles away from my mother, why shouldn't I use whatever I could if it meant I could stay with Dor, my lover, and support us and get my degree from Berkeley at the same time? I took a bus downtown to the President Follies and sat in the audience, checking out the burlesque chorus of a dozen girls who came on stage every 15 minutes or so. There were featured acts, too. Boston's blonde bombshell Miss Bathsheba, the sexy, sultry Satana, the electrifying Electra. The features only had to come out on stage twice. Dora was reluctant at first. Sordid, she called it. But she came from an upper-middle-class family. My mother had worked in sweatshops as a draper to support us. Perhaps my own roots gave me a different take on sordidness. I'd thought it all through. You'll go in, ask for the manager, say you're my agent. Tell him my name is Mink Frost. Tell him that I've worked as a feature everywhere, New York, Chicago, L.A. How'll he know I didn't? Tell him you could bring me to town at $2.50 a week. As Mink Frost, I worked 7 days a week at the President Follies. Two shows Monday through Friday evenings, four on Saturday, three on Sunday, 17 altogether. In between shows, I sat in the dressing room and read Keats, Swinburne, Theodore Dreiser. How come you're reading all the time? Electra once asked. I don't know, I just like it, I said. How could I tell them I was a college student? I made the dean's list every semester, and when I graduated from Berkeley, I went straight to UCLA, where I got a PhD at the age of 26. For the last 35 years, I've been a university professor. Mink Frost has been my best-kept secret. But when I turned 60 a couple of years ago, the self-reflection urge was overwhelming. How could I make sense of the variegated pieces of my life? Who was that girl so different from the woman I've become who took her clothes off in front of strangers night after night at the President Follies? When I try now to conjure up an image of Mink Frost, what I see is a young woman who had a firm grasp of her goals and refused to be daunted by propriety. When I try to conjure up an image of myself entering a PhD program in 1962, I see the same young woman. There is no disconnect. At a time when the feminine mystique was alive and well, it was stubborn will that made me believe that I, a female from the working class yet, could get a PhD and become a professor. It was the same stubborn will that made me able to bump and grind for the sake of survival on my own terms.
Lillian Faderman, her new memoir, is titled Naked in the Promised Land.